Good to have you here on a Wednesday, the eve of Thanksgiving. You know, I said this yesterday, and I should have taken myself more seriously. The reason being is, hot off the printer here, a plan by Bill de Blasio, America's worst mayor ever, for checkpoints now. Yeah, I said that yesterday, half in jest, that there would be checkpoints for COVID soon in America. Well, here they are. Under orders of Mayor Bill de Blasio, New York City will have vehicle checkpoints manned by law enforcement officers at key bridges and crossings to strictly enforce the travel quarantine over the Thanksgiving holiday. The city's regulations mandate that travelers either quarantine for 14 days or take a COVID-19 test to prove they don't have the virus. Violations of self-quarantine will be enforced. Fines of up to $2,000 per incident. New York Sheriff Joseph Fecito said the sheriff's office will be conducting spot checks when out-of-state buses drop riders off. In addition, deputies will check cars with out-of-state and even New York license plates. Test and trace teams will also be on the ground to help direct people to testing sites while providing education about quarantine, according to numerous news sources. Yeah, there you go. Checkpoints. Checkpoint Charlie, here it comes. Just for you. Sir, do you have the papers? I'm sorry, no papers? Comes with us. We are vast to make you comply. Yeah, that's the way it's going to go from now on. Show us your papers. You want to fly on an airplane? Show us that you tested negative or that you've been vaccinated. Want to travel anywhere? Stop for checkpoints. Forfeit your constitutional rights. You see, rights are not granted to me by other people. My rights are God-given, inalienable. The Constitution doesn't have exceptions for, oh, by the way, some people are sick. And for an illness that has one in 60,000 Americans in ICU, it's quite an overreaction, don't you think? One in 60,000 Americans end up in the ICU from coronavirus, COVID-19. Two people out of the entire Rose Bowl. More people will die of a variety of other diseases than will die of COVID in that similar-sized crowd, just for the record. By the way, Sidney Powell says her lawsuit will be filed today. Says it's a massive document targeting Georgia first. She took to Twitter last night to post an open letter to Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to request a Zoom meeting where the state officials decided not to perform a real audit during the recount. Powell, who said recently she's not working directly with the president, was working for We the People. We the People, says Sidney Powell. That's who she works for. Now, keep in mind, Powell's pursuit is different than that of the president's team. Her pursuit is that of criminal activity and voter fraud. The president's team is focusing on the violation of law, constitutional issues. Speaking to Lou Dobbs yesterday, she said the defendants are going to be folks in Georgia who are responsible for supposedly making sure that the elections in Georgia are done properly. And there are just countless incidents of voter fraud and election fraud writ large in Georgia. Powell tweeted directly to Raffensperger, and it read as follows. Please consider this an Open Records Act request for the Zoom meeting of today's date with electors and your refusal to perform a real audit to include envelopes and all documents required. Hashtag Trump landslide. Neither Powell nor Raffensperger responded to an email from Fox News or anyone else. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, both Georgia Republicans, backed the president's signature matching demand Sunday and called for the resignation of Raffensperger from his post as Secretary of State. But there's no way to match the signatures. Here's the other thing that's coming out. If you haven't seen this on social media, you should see this. The huge trucks that showed up, paper shredder trucks, called to shred ballots in Cobb County and some of the other big jurisdictions in Georgia. But the company, A1 Shredding, said, whoa, wait a second. We don't want anything to do with this. And they called the FBI. And A1 is now cooperating with law enforcement, the FBI, and other investigations into who called them, what they were asked to shred and why, and what did get shredded before they realized what was going on, because some documents did get shredded, a lot of them. Were they ballots? Were they spreadsheets? What exactly was that company called in to shred, besides the truth? These are important questions that we need answered here. These are important questions we need to know, not just in Georgia, but elsewhere around this country. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, questions still remain in Michigan. And hearings are going to be held in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and elsewhere into the accuracy, the integrity of the just passed election. So the president has not conceded one inch. Not yet. Not an inch. And watching that press conference, that press event, where he walked out and talked about the Dow Jones Industrial Average going over 30,000 for the first time in history, setting an all-time record, erasing all losses from the entire 2020 pandemic recession. And he does all of that without a prompter, doesn't have one of his handlers calling on who he can talk to. He just recites it, tells people what's going on, and then exits the room. Are you truly frightened like I am about the how feeble and frail Joe Biden is if he gets to the Oval Office? Will he even know where he is? I think that's a fair question. 25 after on a Wednesday, it's the Steve Gerber Show. You're in the no panic zone. Deeply concerned, but not panicked. We'll be right back.